Music from the Fray. It's all at once this Friday morning, September 14th. You are with Jenny and Blake.
7:52 right now. 8 minutes to get in on time if you start at 8 o'clock. Today's high 101 and 75 right now.
Maybe you want to hit the movie theaters this weekend. It's going to be a hot one. We have Dawn here with us from Movie Night Traffic Light to talk about some new films hitting theaters this weekend. Good morning.
Good morning. Can you believe it's still over 100 degrees?
No.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, it's always like this.
It's about September. It's about right
like
in September.
We're waiting for it to get cooler, but it's not there yet.
It's around the corner, so seek salvation in the theaters this weekend.
There you go.
On Monday, even, it's going to cool down.
Is it?
95.
Ooh,
it's going to be cold. I'm going to have to get a sweater on.
Bring your sweater, right?
Well, the first movie I'm going to tell you about today is called The Hunting Party, and it's actually opening in Phoenix this weekend and Tucson next weekend, but I thought I'd tell you about it in case anybody's headed to Phoenix this weekend to catch a movie. And it stars Richard Gere and also Terrence Howard, and Terrence is Richard's cameraman in Bosnia in the 90s, and they're covering the war. And on film, though, one day, Richard loses it, so he gets fired, and he kind of disappears. Well, years and years later, when Terrence is back in Bosnia on an assignment, Richard resurfaces and he claims he knows exactly where the biggest terrorist in Bosnia is, and he wants these guys to go help him find him. So he talks them into going with him. And here's a clip of him and Terrence and a younger guy meeting with one of their sources, but the source isn't exactly clear who these guys really are.
Go to Celibidze. Do the world a favor.
Okay, I'm sorry. Are you still insinuating we're a CIA hit squad or something?
I'm sorry, are you still insinuating you're a journalist?
Okay, so, you know, Richard has a personal reason for wanting to find this terrorist guy, and he's determined to do it even if the CIA can't, which is kind of cool. And in the very beginning of this movie, though, they tell you that the most absurd parts of what you're about to see are actually true, which makes the movie really interesting.
So the journalist is out to seek and find this.
To find the bad guy. And, you know, the thing is all the world's special forces guys cannot find out where this terrorist guy is, but three journalists walking around asking a few questions can.
Right.
So there's a lot of conspiracy theories wrapped up in this movie, which makes it interesting. Mm. And the acting is really strong. Of course, Richard Gere.
How does he look?
Good. You know, he's older, but of course he looks great in gray
handsome,
hair.
Very handsome.
Yeah,
he's
really
not allowed
good.
To wear ringer tees. He's
we're not going back.
Oh, no.
He's too old for ringer tees.
I do have to tell you, though, I did have a problem with the wardrobe in the movie, though. And it wasn't
really?
Richard's, it was Terrence Howard's. It was really weird because it looked like he was kind of dressed to go watch a tennis match instead of, you know, tromping through the forests of Bosnia to go find a terrorist guy. So it was a little distracting, a little strange. But really, the characters are very interesting, and there are twists that you don't expect, which makes it really cool. But the movie... this kind of movie is pretty slow. In the beginning, very slow. But if you're up for a decent kind of conspiracy theory kind of movie, you could check this one out. So on the Movie Night Traffic Light, I am going to rate The Hunting Party. This one is a yellow.
A yellow.
Now, why is it just in Phoenix?
Well, you know, they opened like in the big ones like LA and New York last weekend.
Right.
Then they're opening in top 30 markets this weekend. And then they're opening in the rest next weekend. This company, it's the Weinstein Company. They just like to do it that way.
So maybe roll it out and get some hype behind it.
It might be down here by next weekend is what you're saying.
Yeah. It's supposed to be here next weekend. Yeah. Okay, now the big one, The Brave One. And this was actually brought to us by Joel Silver. And he's the guy that produced like the Matrix movies and some of those cool movies. So you kind of have high expectations going into this one.
Yes.
And of course, it stars Jodie Foster. Dun, dun,
dun, dun. You and I watched this movie. I sat next to you.
Yep,
you
that's
watched this
right.
on
that's
Tuesday
right.
night.
Yeah, so I can actually hear what Blake thought of it.
Yeah.
But Jodie Foster, it actually also stars, believe it or not, Terrence Howard. This is the second
movie. I noticed
movie
that. When you said
weekend.
Terrence Howard, I was thinking, I think he's in another clip I just saw.
Yeah, it's weird to see him in two movies in the same week. But anyway, he stars in this one too.
Is this the guy from Lost? Or is this the other guy? Or is this the detective?
He was in the cop.
The cop,
this is
gotcha.
The,
okay.
The cop. Yep, the Lost guy is, what's his name on Lost? I forget what his name is, but he's the fiancé of Jody.
Right.
And Jody and her fiancé are out walking one night in New York, and they get mugged and beaten, and he's actually killed, and she's left barely alive. So it's pretty intense, and now she's, you know, filled with fear and despair. So she gets herself a gun for self-protection, which she ends up having to use one night, and she finds out that killing somebody isn't as hard as she thought it would be if it's for a good reason.
Ew.
Yeah.
And it sort of fills that hole that she was left with.
Yeah, kind of. And, you know, Terrence Howard is
the...
Yeah, in a sick way.
Yeah.
Terrence Howard is the cop, like you said, and he's investigating a string of vigilante killings, which... Mm-hmm. And he's talking to Jody about this. So here's a clip of him filling in Jody on the investigation about that.
We got some more information on that subway shooting. Turns out there was a woman on the car. Now, all this time, we've been looking for a man with a gun. It was a woman with a grudge.
Well, I guess there's a lot of us out there.
Huh. Yeah, so he starts to suspect Jody has something to do with the killings. And as a cop, you know, he's going to have to stop her. But as her friend, it's going to make it a little bit difficult. And I've got to tell you, Blake, I don't know what you thought, but Jodie Foster, for me, did an amazing, amazing job in this movie. I totally felt her emotional, you know, her lows. She was so upset mm-hmm. and despair and the fear that she had. It's really emotionally intense, but it is dark because it, you know, her fiance gets killed and then she does a bunch of killings. So it is a bit dark.
It almost endorses vigilante killings, which is not necessarily a good thing.
You know, we all know that, you know, I hope we all know that killing is like immorally wrong, morally wrong or whatever. But you're rooting for her.
Yeah, you are rooting for her.
Even though she's killing people. Yeah, it's really interesting.
I thought, well, Jodie Foster is a great actress. And I thought the acting in this movie was fantastic. I didn't quite think she was the right person for the role. In the couple, her and the guy from Lost, weren't really believable as a couple so much.
I bought it.
Did you?
You did. You liked it.
You know what? The way that the movie was made too is they had a lot of slow motion shots, especially when her emotions were showing.
Yeah.
And it just made it so real. It's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe she's acting like that.
Tell you what, I did like though. She, you don't see this in the trailer, but she is actually a radio host. She hosts a radio show.
Yeah, that's her job in the movie.
And that's her job in the movie.
I have a really hard time with, you know, killing begets killing, or because something mm-hmm. painful happened to you that you should go out and cause pain.
But you know, I think that's
people.
Why this movie is so good is they make you look at it from a different perspective.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's not like, you know, you and I sitting here normally we wouldn't think that's a good thing, but of the course. Way that the movie it brings it.
And
a
you see her,
way.
You see her transform into somebody that she doesn't.
Well, and it's about women having strength and courage and not living in fear, and her taking a totally different.
It's about
role
anyone, really.
That's right. Yeah, men and women. Yeah. So.
And then you know, Terrence Howard, of the two movies that he's in this week, this is definitely his better performance.
Yeah.
He's really strong in this. You really think that he's a compassionate cop, and he's a straight-laced cop. So it's really kind of cool. But I do have to tell you, though, before I saw this movie, I had one real fear, and that was of spiders. But now I have a whole nother one. You will never, ever, ever see me walking in a dark tunnel at night.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know why they were doing it, but I'm definitely sure I'm not going to do it now.
Right.
But it is a really well-done movie, I thought. So on Movie Night Traffic Light, I'm going to give this one a green light.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very
ding.
Cool. Ding, ding, ding.
All right.
So we have a movie. Blake and I went and saw a movie.
Yep.
The 11th Hour. The Leonardo DiCaprio narrated movie, and we just loved it.
We saw that on Monday night, and does that open up this tonight?
Yep, it opens up tonight.
So we thought we'd play a little bit of the movie so you can kind of get an idea of what this documentary by Leo DiCaprio is all about. Here's how the movie is.
The weather and the climate are making news.
The evidence is now clear.
The UN estimates that by the middle of the century, there may be 150 million environmental refugees.
There are too many of us using too many resources too fast.
The problem is that every living system is in decline, and the rate of decline is accelerating.
The tragedy is the potential extinction of humankind.
We face a convergence of crises, all of which are a concern for life.
With existing technologies, we could literally reduce the human footprint on planet Earth by 90%.
We have to imagine what it would be like to redesign itself.
These are not technical issues nearly as much as they are leadership issues.
What a great time to be born. What a great time to be alive, because this generation gets to completely change this world.
So it's a lot like an Inconvenient Truth a little bit, but better. I thought this movie was fantastic.
Far more digestible. You know, you hear how the movie, it has a whole cycle to it. It talks mm-hmm. about where we are, where we started as humans, where we kind of are now, and the different choices. It leaves you feeling good about the choices that you can make. So it's not like this kind of devastating end of the world kind of film.
Yeah, and they don't shove it down your throat necessarily.
No,
and it's done very well. I was impressed by the way it was put together, shot and filmed and edited. It's just very digestible and a great movie.
Has scientific some good music, yeah. It sounds like, yeah. Too, to make it, yeah.
It's exciting. Yeah. Scientific information, which is great. And mm-hmm. then also, just like I say, like an uplifting feeling as you leave the theater.
Sure.
Now, is it about global warming? Is that what is it?
Well, global warming
that?
Is a part of it. It's just mm-hmm. the footprint that it's about the human species and okay. about our role on this planet and the fact that the Earth will go on, yeah. but we really have control over the footprint that we've caused and our own species success on the planet.
And really what they say about global warming is there's a lot of talk about that, but that's really just one of the symptoms.
Just a piece of it.
Mm-hmm. Just a little piece of it. Just a symptom of a bigger problem, and they sort of go into that.
And I think that's a good idea to do it that way because the mm-hmm. Inconvenient Truth was really focused in on global warming,
well,
and there's
hard
so
to
much
understand.
More than that. Yeah. Yeah, that was very scientific. Yeah. I was like watching a lecture, so I'm glad to hear that they did this one better.
Yeah, so Dawn, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks,
for our
guys.
Movie Night Traffic Light. We would give the 11th Hour definitely a green light.
Absolutely.
So head out and check that out in theaters, and you have a wonderful weekend.
Oh, I do have one thing to tell you, though. Our TV show moves to a different time this week.
Oh, okay.
Check it out at 3 o'clock now on the CW, which is channel 8 or 58 instead of 12:30.
So tomorrow
it's
afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon, sorry.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool. We have some Paolo Nutini Studio C passes coming up for you next.